And welcome back, live from the Ron Scott Communications Center. This is From the Stand, and joining us now, Paul Rosales and Mr. RV himself, Dick Van Grunsven, to talk about the 30th anniversary of the RV design. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Van, you were just mentioning that this is probably 49 years that you've been attending EIA fly-ins.
I didn't add it up. Maybe a 49th or 50th that I've attended, yes.
That's the one thing with EIA and AirVenture. No matter what your membership number is,
yes,
or how many AirVentures you've been to, there's always somebody who's been to more.
That's exactly right.
So, Dick, tell us a little bit about the evolution of the RV6.
Well, the RV6 prototype was first flown in 1986, and we had built the RV3 and the RV4 single-seat, tandem, two-seat prior to that. But there had been quite a few potential builders wanting a side-by-side airplane. And without going into a lot of detail, I had reservations about the performance capabilities and handling qualities that I might get from a side-by-side just because of other airplanes that of a similar type. And kind of realized that there was a potential there, so we evolved the RV6 from the RV4 tandem using what known features and qualities we had, and then making the wider fuselage and just trying to optimize everything possible, keep the drag to a minimum, etc. And I think, as Paul and others have attested, that we did a few things right.
Definitely. Absolutely.
Definitely did some things right. Now, knowing that 1986, we're right on the cusp of computer-aided design and things like that, were the original RVs and the RV6, is that computer-aided at all, or was that still all slide rules and
On the RV6, it was still the old Stone Age design, yeah, and all of the drawings I did strictly by hand. And shortly after that, then I started hiring people that knew how to operate computers, and we got more into CAD design, and now, of course, it's evolved immensely since then.
About how many RV6 models are flying right now?
We have recorded, I should have checked, the Hobbs meter, as we call it. I think it's 2,600 and some.
I was thinking 2,700 and something completions.
Yeah. So that's got to make that one of the leading design of home builds.
I think so. I'm not aware of any home built designs that have been built in greater numbers than that. And this is, we really quit selling the RV6 about 15 years ago. It was superseded by the RV7, a similar airplane with a improved kit for reasons that we already discussed. So the numbers would be even greater if we had kept it on the market longer. So in a way, we almost have to include the numbers of the RV7s and the RV9s and the other offspring of that. And then it becomes really significant in, you know, over 5,000 airplanes of the very similar lineage.
Side by side.
Yeah.
So when you designed the airplane, did you have any idea how popular it was going to be?
It was really difficult to answer that question because at that time, the home-built industry or the kit industry hadn't evolved that far. We didn't know how big it would get and how far it was going. And to go even further back, when I started the company in 1973, no, I had no idea because the industry really didn't even exist at the time. Kits hardly existed at the time. So it obviously has taken a few years, and it's evolved just slowly and progressively, but in a very satisfying manner.
And, Paul, you are an RV pilot and builder.
Absolutely. I think I'm Van's biggest fan.
And he has lots of fans here this week.
He
that's
does.
For sure. How long did it take you to build your airplane?
Well, I was introduced to EAA in 1994, became a member. And a friend of mine suggested I attend Sun and Fun in 95 to go see what kits were out there. And I was just amazed when I got to the RV section.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt right at home. And Victoria, my wife, and I purchased the kit that summer of 95. Took 5 years to build. Slow build. No holes, as Van had mentioned. That came later with the RV set. We had to locate every hole. took 5 years to finish, about 3,000 hours. A lot of friends out there that helped, and we finished in 2000 and have been flying the last 16 years.
And not only flying the last 16 years, but also flying Young Eagles.
Oh, my goodness. That has been one of my favorite projects. I finally hit 100 Young Eagles about 2 years ago. Just wonderful.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, I've got about probably about 200 or so hours in the RV6A, which has the tailwheel on the wrong end, as I
said. So I did some real quick math before I got here because people always ask, but Victoria and I have flown over 4,100 hours in the last 16 years.
Wow.
And that comes out to about 250 hours a year.
Excellent.
That we've been flying. We're just having so much fun. And it's all because of this gentleman right
here. Well, yeah, but I must say that Paul is a tremendous ambassador, as many of our builders are. If we had to pay him a commission, we'd probably be out of business. So anyway, though, that's a big part of the success of the airplane are the happy customers like Paul, who keep spreading the word and building the community. And the community, it really is. It's a very cohesive group.
I call it my RV family of friends.
There you go.
And I'm looking at one right now. I just saw him down there, my friend Gary Sobeck.
Okay.
He and I have over 4,100 hours in my plane, and I've probably got 1,500 hours of that two-ship with him, flying around the country from the size of Alaska, Fort Yukon, above the Arctic Circle, down to the Caribbean, Grenada.
And, Paul, you're coordinating some of the 30th anniversary activities. What's going on this week?
Well, this week, it's starting out here with this interview, Steve. Glad you thought of us. Really excited to be here with you. And we have the Vans Banquet tomorrow night with, of course, a lot of our favorite friends that will be there, Vans enthusiasts. Wednesday we have morning, we have the donut special, which I call it. But at 8:30 we have a group photo there in front of the RV parking, which is not far here from right across the street from Home Builders headquarters at 8:30. We're going to have a group photo. Home Built Camping on Wednesday evening. We have the corn cob roast, which is always fun. Thursday we also have another interview with Van out at I forget the name of, but across west of the Home Builders headquarters. I think it is Home Builders headquarters. Yep. Another interview there. And then Thursday, let me back up. Tuesday we have RVs in review overhead. We're going to have a 34 ship flying some patterns overhead on Tuesday.
Excellent.
Thursday morning, as I'd mentioned, the Home Builders headquarters, we have the air show will happen with a 30 ship flyover in honor of the 30 year design of the RV6, followed by a performance by my West Coast Ravens team that I fly with. We have an 8 ship performance that follows that. And then I just found out here this morning from Charlie Becker, we do have a RVs sixes in review during the air show.
Excellent.
So those are some of the activities.
Wow. It's amazing. 30 years of the RV design. Van, I've got to ask, though, but how did you engineer in the grin that comes with every pilot?
The RV grin.
The RV grin. You know, I had heard about it.
Yeah.
And when I flew the RV6 for the first time, I got out of the airplane and I couldn't stop smiling. I mean, it was just such a delight to fly. But I want to know how you designed that into the airplane.
Well, that was maybe more luck than anything. But this is the one thing a lot of people miss. A lot of times when you review the specifications and performance parameters of airplanes, they're numbers. When you fly the airplane, there's more than just numbers. There are qualities there that you can't put numbers on. And, excuse me. I think that's where the grin comes from. It's just, and Paul can probably tell you better than I, that it's just an airplane that you enjoy flying. It gets you there in good style.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's just so enjoyable to fly, and it's a combination of features on the airplane that we had stumbled upon, if you will, or whatever, years ago. And we've been able to adhere to. And so again, it's that intangible, I think, that really makes a difference.
Absolutely. I can't tell you how exciting it is to be I'm very fortunate. My wife and I live on an air park 20 paces from the hangar. And I can't tell you how exciting it is to get up in the morning, pick a number, 6 o'clock. We're at the plane at 7. We're airborne by 7:10. 3 hours later, at 3 miles a minute, we're in New Mexico getting gas. 2 more hours, we're in the panhandle of Texas having lunch in Dalhart. And 2 more hours, we're in Dallas, Texas. That's two-thirds of we're way across the USA. Yep. And, you know, we're there by 2 in the afternoon. It's just quite exciting. And as Van had mentioned, this plane is just a joy to fly. But you don't fly it. You wear it. I mean, it is, I don't know if you heard that, but it's just a very comfortable, very enjoyable plane. And I can't thank him enough for the joy it's brought us.
30th anniversary of the RV, the RV6 design, great airplane, which has spawned others. Van, where's your display here at on site?
Well, our display, as it has been forever, it seems, is in the north home built display, I guess is what it'd be called. Almost as far north as the Warbirds, and I think a lot of people can identify with the Warbird area more, but the north display, it's where a lot of the leading kit manufacturers are displayed, and that's where we are.
All right. We'll see you there throughout the week.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
Well, appreciate it. Dick Van Grunsven, Mr. RV, and yep. Paul Rosales, who's taking care of some of the anniversary celebrations for the 30th anniversary of the RV6 design. And that's going to wrap up our show for today. And our program is supported by the CAF, the Commemorative Air Force. Visit them on the southeast corner of Boeing Centennial Plaza or on the web at commemorativeairforce.org. I'm Steve Buss. Thank you for listening today. This is EAA Radio.